Hello, it is 10 a.m. in New York, 4 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 10 p.m. in Bangkok. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com. I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. I am on a mission to help you make the most of life abroad, no matter where you are. I met a woman at a party a few weeks back, and our conversation went something like this. Me. Do you live in the area? Her. Yeah, it's not too far from here. Me. Really? How long have you lived here? Her. Too long. Me. Oh, why do you say that? Aren't you happy? Her. Not really. I want to go back home. I'm trying to keep myself busy, but I am getting sick of meeting up for coffees. And I just sit at home most days. I feel like I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting my life. Oh man, have I worked with a lot of women who felt like this. And it gets me so riled up. I just want to reach across the table and grab them by the shoulders and shout, it doesn't have to be this way. You can be living a life where you are so much happier and satisfied. Seriously, I just want to tell them. I want to tell you, stop cheating yourself. Failing to do what it takes to be deeply satisfied is stealing. You rob yourself, your family, and your community of the best of you. Your strengths, talents, and potential to make a positive impact in the world get lost. It is time to stop cheating yourself and so many others. You might be thinking, whoa, Sunday, wait a minute. I thought this was just about me, like my thing. No, it's not. It's important. Why is this important? Because when you ignore that voice inside, which is whispering or screaming that you are unsatisfied, you are avoiding responsibility. The responsibility to give your best to yourself, to your family, and your community. And when you're stuck in that place of dissatisfied, I know what you're thinking. It is for sure at least one of these three things. Variation one, you're saying, I have no right to be unhappy right now. You say, I have a loving husband, my children are healthy, we've got food on the table, I have no right to be unhappy. Variation two. You say, hold on. There are other women who have way worse on the planet. I should just be grateful. Variation three. You have a deep sense of guilt that creeps up. Even when you think of asking for help, you feel so self-indulgent. I get it. I know it can feel awkward or even self-serving to put your own satisfaction first after years and years of looking after the needs of others. The truth is, by holding tightly onto these beliefs, you're actually ignoring the responsibility to do what it takes to be happy and deeply satisfied in your life. You have a responsibility to get unstuck. Failing to do what it takes to be deeply satisfied is stealing. You rob yourself, your family, and your community of the best of you, your strengths and talents, and the impact you can have on the world. It is time to stop cheating yourself and so many others. You can take back responsibility of your life. Let's start by addressing each one of these beliefs individually. All right, let's start with number one. I have no right to be unhappy right now. I know you tell yourself that you have a loving husband, healthy children, and food on the table. That is a lot to be grateful for. And complaining? kind of feels like you're saying that it isn't enough to have a thriving family, or that having an adventure abroad isn't enough. What person in their right mind would admit this in public, right? Seriously, nobody would say that out loud, because we all agree that children are a gift. Children can add depth and joy in our lives that is unparalleled. We all agree that living abroad is a unique opportunity and is a privilege. Yet, when we're talking about being accompanying a partner abroad or even a mom, there's often an undertone of shame. Shame if you do anything that puts, let's say, your wishes over your children's or your family's. Or if you're working, shame around the fact that you're trying to prioritize your own life over the performance objectives of the organization. But listen to this. One of my workshop participants said it so beautifully. It's just like negotiating at a street market in Burkina Faso. When you propose a price and the seller responds, "C'est bon, mais n'est pas arrivé," it means it's good, but it's not enough. And there is nothing wrong with appreciating your family and saying you want more. There's nothing wrong with living abroad and saying it's great, but I want more. There's nothing wrong with valuing what you have to offer. There's nothing wrong with standing up for yourself and setting boundaries around what you want, just like the street market seller does in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, says, yeah, it's okay, it's a start, but we're not quite there yet, and that's okay. It's okay to want more out of your life. You do have a right to be happy. So instead of thinking, I have no right to be unhappy right now, try this. I do have a right to be happy. So let's focus on the second belief. There are other women who have way worse on the planet. I should just be grateful. I completely agree. Being grateful is critically important. In fact, according to Forbes magazine, there are 7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. I mean, the list is fantastic. Opens the door to more relationships. It's improving your physical and psychological health. It enhances empathy and reduces aggression. I mean, who doesn't want more of that? You sleep better and it improves your self-esteem and your mental strength. So, boom, gratitude is great, but it's not enough. And likewise, acknowledging your position of privilege is a start, but it's not enough. I'm going to be frank with you. I have lived in Burkina Faso, and I've seen how hard women work every day to make a living, to feed their children, to come up with enough money to buy malaria medication for their children, to buy their school books and send them to school. If you are concerned about the women who have it worse on the planet, what do you think they would want you to do with your privilege? Waste it away? Or use it to step into your own power and do good in the world. Do something to work towards shifting these injustices. I am guessing that the people you serve would be far more appreciative of your action than your gratitude. Now, by this point, you might be thinking, Sunday, I do want to make changes in my life. And yes, I would love to make the changes in the lives of others. But I don't know where to start, and I don't know how to get unstuck. That's okay. That's okay. One step after the next. You are not alone. I work with women every day, and some men, every day, who are feeling this way. But I want you to know that you can move from this place. And you need to make sure that you're not being held back by the third belief I mentioned earlier. Number three, I feel guilty about even thinking of asking for help. If you've ever felt guilty for asking for help, here is how I want you to solve that. I want you to ask yourself this question. If your daughter, son, niece, or nephew was in the same position in the future, would you shame them for even thinking of asking for help? Of course not. But we do it to ourselves all the time. By ditching the guilt and taking steps forward, which may well include asking for help, you do a few important things. First, you invest in yourself and your happiness. And that affects every aspect of your life. It's like a gift that is shared with your whole family. When you start doing this, other people start to notice. And once you get unstuck, you will discover that what you want to do will have a positive impact on others. And this can extend to your entire community. Why would you deny those you care about a happier, stronger, more purposeful you? You cannot deny that you feeling strong and on purpose in your life enables you to be of service to your community and the planet in a much larger way. Failing to do what it takes to be happy and deeply satisfied is stealing. You rob yourself, your family, and community of the best of you, your strengths and talents, your potential to make a positive impact in the world. So here are four simple things you can do right now to break free. Number one, admit to yourself that something is off. If you do that, honey, believe me, you are a step ahead. Just admit it. Something's off. And that is okay. Step two, accept it. No shame and no judgment. It's okay to feel off. Number three, ditch the beliefs I shared here. Those three beliefs are what are holding you back. Number four, commit to creating change in your life by taking one tiny first step. Maybe you reach out to a friend. Maybe you email me. Do one thing that makes you feel great today. You deserve to be happy and satisfied. Your family and community need your talents and strengths. Stop robbing others of the positive impact you can have in their lives and in the world. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com. Thank you for listening today. Remember, when you feel a deep sense of happiness and satisfaction, you can be of better service to your loved ones and your community. It is time to take back responsibility and stop robbing others of all that you have to offer. You are just too important.